What do you love about Arkansas State Parks?
I love it here because I can get an awesome workout.
I love it here because I get to relax.
Because I get a break from technology.
I love the trails.
The bird watching.
I love it here because it's a fun place for my family.
The stress just melts away.
I can sleep under the stars.
I feel like I belong here.
I love it 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 here.
Whether you've loved Arkansas State Parks for years or if you've just discovered them, welcome. You belong here.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock, getting ready for the second half kickoff. Parkview a little late getting out of the halftime locker room break. Tobias, Bomber down 17-7. They're going to have to kick it off to start the second half, and obviously you're going to need that defensive stop. But limited to just 91 yards in the first half, I'm sure that is not what Coach Acklin and Coach Mallett were looking for. What does Mountain Home need to do to get this offense turned around?
I really think Mountain Home needs to just kind of get settled down. You know, we said and pointed out there were several receivers that were wide open over the top. So I think the plays are there. They've got the right calls in. It seems like they got off the bus maybe just a little anxious. So I think it really falls on McKay. You know, he settles down and locks up with those receivers and gets yards, which is what it really comes down to. We've got to have more yards. 91 yards of total offense in the first half, it just will not get the job done.
What about the defense? The defense has had some big plays. They had a stop inside their own red zone, but they've given up a couple of big plays. What do you look for adjustments on defense?
They have, you know, and I think that it's hard not to give up a big play whenever you've got a quarterback as talented as Landon Rogers is. But I think that's it. I mean, you've just got to stay and stay on your assignment and do your job and trust that your teammates will do their job and make big plays. And the defense has done a good job, but I think it's gonna rest on the shoulders of the defense as long as the offense can put more yards on than they did in the first half.
All right, Tobias, we are getting ready to kick it off. Jack Shaner has the ball teed up for the Bombers. Jack, really good at directional kicking. Let's see what he does here trying to pin the Patriots back. He approaches the football, puts a foot into it. He's going to kick it over down to about the 25-yard line where the return man takes it in. He's going to pop it back out across the 30, out to the 35, where he's met by a swarm of Bombers that drag him down on the special teams. First and 10, they're going to spot it at the 36 for Parkview as we get the second half started. Rogers, he is definitely the catalyst along with Joyner, the running back. Patriots come out trying to add to their lead. Rogers is going to be flanked by Joyner. They have twins to the right, single receiver to the left. Now they're going to hand the ball off. They're going to hand it to Joyner. He's running up the middle. He's wrapped up first by Lindsey, then taken down and finished off by Mason Walker. Hey, he's going to get it out to the 41-yard line, though, for a 5-yard gain. And, boy, that's the thing, Tobias, that the Bombers have got to kind of slow down are those chunk plays.
They are, but Gage Lindsey did a good job of shaking the guy that was trying to block him there and doing a good job.
Rogers back to the line with Joyner. He fakes it and pulls it and is met in the backfield by Lindsey and the Shears, as well as Zach Spaulding, but spins out of that tackle and scampers forward for positive yardage for a 2-yard gain. They had him 2 yards deep in the backfield.
Lindsey's come out of the second half ready to play. He's doing a good job of heads up and really flying and finding the football.
Third and 4 for the Patriots. Rogers is in an empty backfield. Now he's got a man. He fakes that tap pass, and he's going to keep it himself, and he's going to break free, and he is going to the house. The 40, the 30, the 20, the 10, the 5, touchdown, Landon Rogers. That is a 57-yard touchdown run. No flags on the play, and Parkview has extended their lead to 23-7.
That's how fast he can get you, Sonny. He's just so quick. And if you don't wrap him up and make that tackle, he's going to be off to the races. You're not going to shoestring tackle this guy.
You're not going to shoestring him, and you're not going to run him down from behind. That is for sure. Landon Rogers showing every bit of that D1 ability on that 57-yard touchdown run. Revelta on for the extra point attempt. Snap is good. Kick is up, and it's good as well. And it's now 24-7, Parkview over Mountain Home, 10:45 left in the third quarter. We're back with more Bomber football right here on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Bombers are working hard for success. This is Mike Stockton, financial advisor at FSIS Group. When you work as hard for your money, you don't want to take chances with risky investments. We believe in informed investing and will help you find investments that align with your goals. For sound investment advice, call us at 870-701-5160. That's 870-701-5160, located in Mountain Home. FSIS Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC, life well planned.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at War Memorial Stadium, getting ready to kick off. And as I look down there, I didn't notice this, and I don't know if this is something new, but Landon Rogers is on the kickoff team for the Patriots, Tobias. He's out here at this end, and they have a unique situation here. They have nobody outside the hash. Rogers has 1 foot outside the hash on this right side, so Revelta teeing it up. Could this be an onside kick? It'd be perfect if you want to take advantage of Rogers' speed. He could run down there, possibly get this ball before the Bombers have a chance. Revelta's going to kick it deep. He kicks a squibber up the middle, and Walker picks it up at the four-yard line and runs into his own man. Now he breaks free. He's loose down the sideline, the 25, the 30. The kicker stops him at about the 38-yard line. Boy, Tobias, that went from famine to feast.
It did. Walker doing a good job there of waiting and letting the return really set up, and then doing a good job of just following his blockers and getting the yards.
Yeah, he bumped into one of his blockers, fellow return man Brody Patterson, and it looked like it might break down there. And he sputtered around the right side and breaks it off for a big gain. The Bombers' great field position, first and 10 at the 39. McKay back to pass. Now he's flushed. He's looking to the right. He's rolling and looking, and now he's going to throw it. And off the hands of the intended receiver, Logan Walker. Just going to wish he had that one back.
Oh, Walker knows it, too. He threw his hands up in disgust and hit him right in the numbers, and just couldn't bring it down.
Bombers have been so close, they just cannot get the connections down in the passing game tonight. When they have a man open, they're not making the throw is either off and they're not making the catch. So second and 10 for the Bombers. McKay takes it, hands it off to Hershberger, who's breaking around the end and gets drugged down. That is Mason Davis, and we can see his athleticism as well. He's going to stop what looked like a very promising play for just a two-yard gain. And now the Bombers, very long third and 8, Tobias.
You need this one for momentum, Sonny. You know, big play there offensively for Little Rock Parkview. And you want to come back here and score, so we need this. We need this third down.
Parkview's really adjusted since that first drive where Mountain Home had its success. McKay and Hershberger in the backfield. They're communicating trips to the right. One receiver, solo coverage to the left. He's looking to pass. He's dropping back. He's flush. Now he's got a man, and he's going to be tackled around the ankles, but he gets the ball off and away. He was outside the tackle box. He's able to throw that ball away, and that backside pressure there ran him down, Tobias.
I think Coach Mallett wanted a face mask there, by the way, he was indicating to the official. But what a great job there by McKay getting rid of the football. He could have taken the sack, got hit several times, and was just able to get rid of it.
Bombers will be forced to punt again. Check our records here, but I think this is about four punts in a row in possessions. Tabor back, kicks it, gets a good one off. It's going to turn over for him, and it hits the receiver in the hands. The ball is loose. Brody Patterson is on it inside the five-yard line, and Mountain Home. No.
What?
He's pointing. The official is pointing that Parkview recovered the football at their own one-yard line.
But didn't Brody hand him the football?
Well, that's what we're looking at here.
Replay.
Checking the replay. And
Brody picked up the football
and, what
and handed the football to the official.
Well,
as
I think
the official
they're saying that
signals.
The football did not touch the receiver, that he missed the football completely.
Oh, he clearly touched the football.
Now they talk it over. And they're calling a muffed punt and Mountain Home recovery at the Little Rock Parkview 1 yard line.
I was about to say, Sonny, I was getting ready to get really, really fired up there.
I as well, because that just hit right off that Parkview return man and went inside the one. Bombers have to capitalize here. They're in the two back set, Boje and Hershberger in the backfield looking to pound it in. Here's a snap handed off to Hershberger up the middle, touchdown, Bombers. 9:29, Bombers cash in on the Parkview miscue. They're on the scoreboard, and it is now a 24-13 game.
We said from the beginning, Sonny, this would be a game of turnovers. Mountain Home exploiting the turnover yet again. That's two times, and putting points on the board. Great job by the Bombers there.
Bombers in the swinging gate now, and they're going to go back into their conventional extra point setup. Tabor to kick. McKay is the holder, and they jump, they draw the flag, the kick is good, but this is obviously going to be a no-good situation due to the penalty, and the Bombers will be forced to kick it once more. You know, I wonder, Tobias, it's like, when do you decide to maybe go and try to take advantage of this? I mean,
well,
what do you do?
Well,
it doesn't help you chase points here.
It doesn't, but I'm watching. I mean, we have such a great view up here, Sonny. McKay and Mallett having a little conversation via sign language there.
Oh, they call the Bombers
on
a false start. And now they'll penalize them 5 yards. That looked clearly like they had jumped off sides. They call a false start. Now we're going to be kicking a 25-yard field goal for the extra point. Tabor back to kick. Snap is good. Kick is up. And the kick is good. So 9:29 left in the third quarter. It's back to a 10-point ball game. Parkview 24, Mountain Home 14. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Now is a great time to get out and experience an outdoor adventure in the Arkansas Delta Byways region. From hiking to biking to water adventures, we've got them all. Bike, jog, or stroll across the Big River Crossing, the longest public pedestrian bridge across the Mississippi River. Do some fishing or kayaking on Lake Chico, the largest oxbow lake in North America. Explore the beginnings of Arkansas at Arkansas Post National Memorial. Visit deltabyways.com for more ideas.
This ad paid with state and regional funds.
Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bombers with the kickoff. Shaner kicks the sky kick. Joyner's the one that fields it, and he's going to bring it back out to the 40-yard line. Good field position for Parkview.
I like their approach on kickoff there, Sonny. You know, these athletes are so great for Parkview. They're so fast in space. You don't want to give them a lot of run to get a running start. So I like their approach there on kind of pooching it up, getting it up, giving their guys plenty of time to get down there and to make tackles on special teams.
Rogers is back. He's got two men in the backfield now with him. Looking over, just single wide receivers to each side. They're in the running formation. They're going to hand it to Joyner, and he's going to break it up the middle. He's about to the 50, the Bomber 45, down inside the 45, and he's going to be brought down at the Mountain Home 43. That is a 17-yard run up the gut for the Patriots.
He just shakes those arm tackles. I mean, you just cannot tackle that guy with your arms. You have to wrap up and run on him, or he will continue to run around you and run through you.
First down at the Mountain Home 43 after the big run. It is a power run set. They've got doubles in their backfield. They're going to hand it off to Joyner, and they're going to let him run around left end. He's going to find running around down inside the 35, and this is going to be pinned on the spot. Looks like this could easily be a 10-yard run and another first down. No, they're going to mark him just short. You're going to put him down at the 34. That is a 9-yard pickup. Second and one. And one thing that Coach Airy told me, that if they get in these second and short plays, you can bet that Parkview is going to take a shot. So Twin receivers to the right, two backs in the backfield. Rodgers takes it, and he drops back the pass, and he's going to throw the one-on-one route on top, and he's going to throw it over the top of the defender and drop it in for a touchdown. That is number 12 on the reception. Jaquelin Haney makes up for his drop touchdown pass earlier and hauls this one in over the top of the Bomber defense for the score. And the offenses have heated up here in the second half. It's now 30-14.
He dropped that one right over the head of Lawson Stockton. By the time Lawson had looked back to see if the pass had thrown, the receiver had already caught it. And he's just so quick there on the end.
That, you know, have been a little critical of some of his passes. That was a perfect pass.
Good ball.
And a great catch as well. Now we have a penalty flag on the extra point. False start on Parkview. That's going to back them up 5 yards and let them try the...
That's what makes you wonder, you know, is if Landon going to the University of Arkansas, if they're recruiting him as a quarterback or as an athlete. I mean, he's just not real consistent. It doesn't seem like he's a passer. He throws a great ball, but
he would definitely be a developmental project.
I think so, but I think his athletic skills just make him so versatile that I bet you Arkansas just wants to find a spot on their team for him.
Ravelta, he's going to kick it from his own 20-yard line, or I'm sorry, 15-yard line, and it's good. The extra point puts it up to a 31-14 lead for the Patriots. We'll be back with more Bomber football right after this.
Conversations about real estate include some discussion about location. You know, the saying about three important things, location, location, location. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville located throughout Arkansas, we're ready to help you take advantage of the lowest rates in years. New mortgages and refis made easy as pie, or easy as pie, depending on your location. Go to mebanking.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
I'm Rex Nelson. Outside of the state's natural beauty, the thing that strikes me most as I travel Arkansas is the junk in yards and trash along the highways. In a place that markets itself as the natural state, we've too often been guilty of, at best, ignoring our natural treasures, at worst, polluting and littering them. Let's take pride in our state by keeping it litter-free. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to get involved.
This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Giovanni Ravelta kicks off for the Patriots and drives it into the end zone for the touchback. Mountain Home will start their drive at their own 20-yard line. Tobias, the Bombers cashed in on a fumble, but they've got to get this offense going and get some drives going, get points and, you know, take time off the clock as well.
Yeah, this offense has got to find a rhythm if the Bombers want to stand a chance.
First and 10 at the 20. McKay and Hershberger in the backfield. He hands it off to Hershberger. He's going to run it up the middle and be stopped after a very short gain of only 1 yard. Again, the Bomber running game just really not getting untracked as well, is it, Tobias?
No, they like to keep going back there to the middle, and you know, which we kind of thought they'd try to exploit a little bit in the running game tonight. Just not quite as much there as we'd hoped.
All right, second and 9 for the Bombers. Twins to both sides. Now a man coming back in motion across the formation to the right. To snap it, and they're going to throw it out quickly and fake it. And now we have a sack. And a big, big man coming through. Caden Allison on the sack, and he knocks down McKay all the way back at the Bomber 15-yard line.
He did, and he came from that defensive end spot over there, and McKay, unfortunately, just never saw him coming. Kind of faked. They were trying to go deep there, and just not enough time to get the ball off.
All right, Bombers trips to the left. McKay in the backfield. He's going to hand it to Hershberger. He's going to cut it out to the right and cut it back up for another very short gain. No gain, in fact. They'll barely break the 15-yard line. And third and 15 for the Bombers. And brings up another punting situation for Mountain Home. Parkview's defense, as good as advertised, Tobias.
They are, you know, and I just feel like Mountain Home's offense just can't get it together tonight to get it to find a rhythm.
Tabor with the kick away. It's going to be a fair catch called for and hauled in at the Parkview 48-yard line. Looks like Walter Hobbs on the catch. take that back. That was Raja, 38. Boy, these numbers are hard to see. These looks like Parkview's taking a page out of the Ole Miss Rebel uniform library.
Yeah, the red pant with the blue jersey with the red numbers. Red numbers just not as easy to see up here as Mountain Home's in the white with the blue numbers.
First and 10 from the 48. Parkview trying to put this game out of reach on this possession. Rogers is back at quarterback, flanked by Joyner. He fakes the handoff and keeps it himself, and he's going to pull it up the middle into Bomber territory. 4-yard run down to the Mountain Home 48. Second and 6 for Parkview. Be interesting, Tobias, if Parkview slows it down and tries to start milking this clock and just kind of salt this game away.
I mean, they're having so much success there, you know, with Landon running that the two-back power read that Ari talked about, them being running and being so successful with. I mean, that's what they're doing. They're just lining up. He's making that read, whether he wants to hand or run, and they're just exploiting that defense.
Rogers sticks it in the running back's gut. This time he's going to hand it off to Joyner, and he's going to find success across the 45 down to the Mountain Home 44. And the Patriots continuing to hammer on that Bomber front seven now with their running game. They're kind of starting to get some downhill motion.
They are, and you're Mountain Home. You got to be careful because, you know, you try to stack too many guys in the box, and, you know, Landon can go over the top really quickly, and we know that's not a good situation either. So.
And he can also run around the outside as well with that quick feet that he's got. Empty backfield. Now Joyner comes across the formation. They fake a handoff to him. Rodgers keeps it, runs to his left, and he's going to get down inside to the 43. Bombers actually did a really good job. That looked like it was a better running lane than that. But they're going to stop him for a 1-yard gain and bring up a fourth down, a fourth and one for the Patriots. And Patriots showing no indications. In fact, Rogers is going to just come up under center, follow his center, and lean forward and try and get the push with the conventional quarterback sneak. And it's looking like that he got the yardage to gain.
So they're trying to find where he fell.
Some of the Bombers think they've stopped him short, and they may have done that because he's basically halfway in between the 43 and the 42.
They don't have to measure that.
They're not. They're going to say short. The white hat says no. Mountain Home Bombers hold on defense on fourth and one. They give up a half yard. They don't give up the full yard. And now we were seeing some discussion. Boy, Parkview, they're begging for that measurement. Over here, the white hat is not wanting to give it to them. They're bringing in the football. They're going to spot it and give Mountain Home the football. It's a turnover on downs, and the Bomber defense, now the Bomber offense, needs to capitalize on that first and 10 from their own 43.
They do. You can't let your defense down after an amazing stop like that. Your offense has to get rolling on this drive.
All right, McKay's in the shotgun, trips to his left. He's rolling to the left, and he's looking deep. He's got a man. If he'll throw it, he throws it shorter, and the ball is caught. This time he goes to Walker. He had Barnett deep. He takes the underneath throw for a first down down to the 44-yard line. That is a 13-yard pickup for the Bombers.
There we go. Now, is that the first reception Walker's had on the night?
No, he had the one for a 3-yard loss the screenplay, but that's first.
Right. First positive yardage.
Yes, first catch. Time they've gotten him loose. They had him on a couple other plays and couldn't connect. Bombers coming quickly to the line. Again, twins to both sides. Hershberger in the backfield with McKay. McKay's looking to pass. He's throwing off to the right. He's looking for Tabor. And Tabor, there's contact. He falls to the ground. There is no flag in the Mountain Home sideline. And the Mountain Home fans on their sideline are incensed with the no call.
Tabor's such a big boy that I understand the ref probably didn't really feel like he was assaulting Tabor too bad, but man.
The fans are reading the officials the riot act after that one. Bombers quickly back to the line. Still twin receivers to both sides. Hershberger in the backfield. He takes one quick step back and he flings it out. Pass complete. And that is Walker. And he thinks he's got the first down, but it is going to be a very close. Now the official says, yes, he's got a first down. He takes the ball down to the 34, 10-yard pickup, and that was a quick one-step drop, and he just flung it out there.
And this is that rhythm that we're talking about. They're finally getting in, and now you'll see Mountain Home try to speed up the game and go a little faster.
McKay is in the shotgun. He's got one receiver to his right, three to the left. Hershberger flanking him in the backfield. He's looking to throw. He's looking quickly. He throws it inside on the slant pattern to Tabor. and Tabor is not able to come up with the catch. Had a little running room there. We've seen that slant pattern several times, and the Bombers just can't make that connection.
If he makes that catch, he's going to get a lot of yards. I really hope they can connect that up because it's definitely there.
Yeah, Mount Holmes clearing out the middle of the field, and when he gets that inside position, there is no deep safety. They have no respect for Mount Holmes right now. They've got the deepest guy is 6 yards off the ball. They're manned up. Mount Holmes looking to pass. He fakes it. He's going deep, and he's got Walker. Can Walker make the catch? Yes, he can. It's a touchdown.
Walker makes a superb one-handed catch over the receiver there. Sonny, that's how you play football.
That was Walker at his best. Throw it up there. Let him run under the football and haul it in. And it's a touchdown for the Bombers with 4:12 left in the third quarter. It's 31-21. Back to a 10-point ball game, or should I say 31-20. We have to kick the extra point. Tabor is on to attempt that extra point. Bombers in the swinging gate, now back into the traditional formation. The snap is back. McKay picks it up off the ground, gets it down. The kick is up, and it is good. Now we have it back to a 10-point ball game. 4:12 left in the third quarter, 31-21. We'll be back with more Bomber football right here on Classic Hits 101.7.
We depend on internet for everything from gaming to video conferencing, but we also need great television and reliable phone service from a name you can trust and people who answer your calls and provide outstanding customer service locally. Get the support, service, and dependability you can count on from Next, powered by NAEC. Get started today by visiting MyNextFiber.com. Stay connected via internet, television, and phone with Next, powered by NAEC. Visit MyNextFiber.com.
We continue with Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at War Memorial Stadium after that big 34-yard touchdown pass from Bryce McKay to Logan Walker's drawn the Bombers within 10 with 4:12 left in the third quarter. Shaner has the ball teed up. He's looking over the defense, deciding on where he's going to angle this kick. They're looking for the short kick. They've brought their deep receivers up. He's going to kick it to the right. He's going to kick it down to about the 33-yard line where it's fielded and taken back up the middle. And got some running room, and he's more running room, and that is Landon Rogers. And look out. He just pushed off a man and gets dragged down. And correct myself, that's Tavion Haney on the return. And it's a big one. It's down into Bomber territory, and Parkview will start this drive at the 25-yard line. That's the first time we've really seen anybody kind of get their way out of that hole on that short kick.
Yeah, they did. When they kick short like that, Parkview's trying to force it back to the middle, where they feel like they can scramble there. And, man, what a stiff arm there by Landon.
That was actually Haney, Tavion Haney, that did a great job. Boy, he just pushed the guy off quickly to the line. Parkview's not going to set on their lead. Rogers has one man in the backfield with him. That is Jalen Smith. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff to Smith, throws it out wide. Actually, that's a pass complete to Smith, and Smith has found good running yardage down inside the 15, down to the Mountain Home 10-yard line. That is a 15-yard pickup by Smith, and a first and goal situation for Parkview at the 10-yard line. Now let's check how they spot this thing. They do have the sticks. Nope, it is at the 10. They've put the down marker. It's the only thing up. The yardage chains are down. So it is first and goal from the 10. Mountain Home looking to come up with another big defensive stop to maintain this deficit at 10 points. Rogers is in the shotgun, and he is going to hand it off. This is a handoff to Willie Eccles, who is up the middle. He's down inside the 5. The ball is loose. It's on the ground. The Bombers are on it in the end zone. There are beanbags, and they are ruling this a touchback. This is a fumble by Willie Eccles inside the 5-yard line at the 2-yard line. The Bombers cover the football, and you can see it on the replay. Great job. Mason Walker falling on that football, and that is a touchback, folks. That is an 8-yard gain followed by a fumble, a touchback, and the Bombers have averted disaster with a quick score, and now they have the ball first and 10 at their 20-yard line.
How many times are we going to have to say it tonight, Sonny?
It's a game of turnovers.
It's a game of turnovers, and we got another one. Great job there, being aware where the football is, and just falling right on it. Great job. Here we go, offense.
Yeah, we're Eccles carrying that ball loosely fighting for that extra yardage, didn't want to go down. Bombers, McKay rolling to the right, throwing deep again, looking for Tabor, and off his hands. He had two receivers in the same area. Ball hits Tabor in the hands, and he just can't haul it in. That ball is going to fall incomplete, but boy, you like the way that McKay's starting to find that passing rhythm, getting that ball to where it can be caught by his receivers.
You're right, Sonny. He's definitely getting comfortable back there in the pocket. He's taking his time. He's making good throws. That's exactly what you want to see as he gets this offense in rhythm.
All right, two receivers to each side. Now a man coming back in motion across the middle. It's Walker. They're looking to pass. They're going to throw it out short to Walker. He's got the pass, and he's going to be a short gain, but it's going to get it out to about the 26. See the spot? It does. They're going to give him the 27. 7-yard pickup for Walker and makes that now a 3rd and 3 for the Bombers from the 27-yard line. Mountain Home looking over to the sideline. No huddling up for the Bombers. They're starting to move quick with a 10-point deficit and 2:54 left in the third quarter. McKay looks over. He gets the call from offensive coordinator Darren Acklin. Again, we have Walker coming across the formation. Snaps a little high, but he falls it in. Now they're going to throw it over toward the sideline. There was a one-on-one situation with Tabor, and the defender reaches up and grabs him by the face mask. It's going to be interesting to see, is this a face mask call or is this a pass interference call? But this time draws flags from both officials, the back judge and the side judge. We're waiting here what the call is. It's going to be a pass interference call on the 3rd and 3. Mountain Home got that solo coverage, decided to try and take advantage of it, and they're going to pick up 15 yards out to the 42-yard line, get a first down, reset the offense, and go again with 2:40 left in the third quarter. McKay looks to the sidelines. He's got Hershberger in the backfield with him. Now we see Barnett coming across, and they're going to fake a handoff to him, and they're going to hand it off on an inside handoff to Hershberger, and he's going to pop that down to the 40. Out to the 47 for a 5-yard pickup. Tobias, he was a step away from having a much bigger gain.
He was. McKay did a good job there selling that fake and handing off to the running back inside. A great call there by the offense.
All right, trips to the right. Bombers moving fast. Solo receiver here at the top of the frame, Hannaford. Hershberger in the backfield. Now rolling, looking to pass, and he's flushed, and he throws, and it's complete to Tabor. Tabor hauls it in. Inside Parkview territory, they're going to mark this all the way down to the 46-yard line.
We've been saying it all night. It's only a matter of time before they finally link up, and they did right there. And you've seen a lot of yardage there to be gotten, so good job.
7-yard pass play gets the first down for the Bombers into Parkview territory at the 46. Bombers driving again. One receiver up top, two receivers to the bottom of the formation. Now they're going to hand it off, and he's going to fake it, and he's going to keep it. And he's got running room. McKay is inside the 40. He's down to the 40 where he's greeted rudely and hit fairly hard over there along. Looks like Cameron Dunnett came up and popped him at the 40-yard line. But that is a 6-yard keeper. And that's number 4, Tripp White, on the tackle. But the Bombers, they get a pickup down to the 39-yard line. And that'll bring up, that's a 7-yard gain, and that's a second and 3. Flushed, throwing, throws it high. It's tipped by the defender, number 4. That's Tripp White. He breaks up the pass. He was looking for Barnett, and good coverage on that one, Tobias.
Good coverage and safety blitz there. You know, we said that they're not really honoring and not really using that safety over the top. It looks like they're using him more, Sonny, to spy McKay and sort of keep up with him. And that time on a blitz, forcing a little pressure, forcing the quick throw.
3rd and 3 for the Bombers from the Parkview 39-yard line. McKay takes the snap, fakes the handoff, keeps it himself. He's going to run up the middle. He's going to get it inside the 40. He's down to about the 38. He is going to be short. It's going to be a 1-yard gain to the 38, and that is going to bring up a 4th and 2 for Mountain Home.
They're so close there, Sonny. They're running that counter play. Alex and the tackle and Cody the guard pull in there, and it looks like the running back's hitting just a little bit slow, but maybe –
Mount Home brings in the power offensive set. Boche in the backfield in the king back position. They're going to go for it. And now we have a timeout. Parkview doesn't like what they see. They call timeout to diagnose the fourth down play. We'll take it with them. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, you.
You don't remember my name, do you?
Yeah.
You have 27 guesses. Go.
Jane.
No.
Jenny.
No.
Sue.
You don't always get 27 chances, but with the new $50,000 payout scratch-off from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, you can win 27 times with more than $20 million in total prizes.
No.
Scarlett.
Wrong.
Lauren.
That's it.
Yes. So how do we know each other again?
Forget it.
Get your ticket today. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
First Security Bank is here cheering you on to help you reach your goals. We're proud to be your community bank. We'll celebrate when you win, and if you don't, we'll support you even more, just like we do for each other. First Security, a proud supporter of our Mountain Home Bombers. Together, we're better. Together, we're Arkansas strong. Go Bombers! First Security Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home.
Touchdown!
Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, the Bombers go for it on fourth down with the quarterback keeper by McKay, and he is stymied at the line of scrimmage. It is a turnover on downs at the 38-yard line, and that is a tough one, Tobias.
That is a tough one. You really need to lean heavy on your defense here to make a big play.
First and 10. Rodgers is back to pass, and he's looking deep, and now he's flushed. He's pressured. The Bombers got him flushed out. Now he's going to keep it. Tuck it and run. He's out to the 40, the 45, the 50. He's going to step out in Mountain Home territory at the 48-yard line. That is a 14-yard scamper for Landon Rodgers, the Arkansas Razorback commit.
You say scamper because he makes it look so easy. It makes it look like he's barely running out there, but, man, he moves so fast.
He does. He's got his – he's a long strider, as they like to call him. First and 10 from the Mountain Home 48. Rodgers at the controls. He's flanked in the backfield with a running back, and now he's going to hand it off to Joyner. Joyner's going around the left end, and he's got running room. He's hit a crease. He's down inside the 40, the 35, the 30. Still on his feet inside the 20 to the 25. Inside the 30, down to the 25, and it's going to be a first down at the Mountain Home 24-yard line. That is a 24-yard run by Joyner.
Joyner comes up fired up. He is slapping his offensive lineman there for just driving, and him driving his feet, getting some good positive yards there for Parkview.
Parkview looking to punch in another touchdown. They hand it off to Joyner, who's looking for running room. This time he's stymied. Looks like Zach Spaulding. Who else is in there? Brock Boje. And actually, it's now we're going to have an injury timeout. One of the Bombers is very slow getting up. Are they going to let him stay in? That is going to be the end of the third quarter. He is going to take it down to the 24-yard line. That is a no gain. Great job by Spaulding and Boje. And we are at the end of three quarters. Parkview leading Mountain Home 31-21. We'll be back with more Bomber football right here on Classic Hits 101.7.
For by MaxPace Marketing. Attention, if you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-782-9912. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-782-9912. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-782-9912. That's 800-782-9912. 9912.